7 after the hour, the continuing story, the saga of life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Brought to you on the Good Day program by Buffalo Wild Wings. Their limited time lineup is loaded. Fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp, and the Garden Crasher, fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
I have my oatmeal.
Oh, boy.
Michael, do I have to send you an alarm clock?
What are we doing?
I love Lucy, Michael.
He'd been around rich too long. Coming up, breaking news from Washington. Right now, though, we celebrate the inauguration of one of the most popular television programs ever to grace the screen.
And my favorite show ever.
I know. That's why I'm doing this, because Jennifer loves I Love Lucy.
Do you know how many dollars this has saved me in therapy?
What?
This show. Whenever I'm upset, whenever I'm depressed, I can just turn on I Love Lucy and I feel 100 times better.
Debuted for the audience on CBS this date, 1951, 20 years on the television. It's just amazing what some of these shows can do for popular culture. Mm-hmm. And I Love Lucy.
And they're still funny.
That.
They weren't dirty. Yeah. They weren't sexual.
No, it's classic.
Just fun.
Yeah. Classic
right.
comedy.
Exactly.
But when did we
become dirty? When did we become... Why do we not like just clean humor? Why is there so much dirt?
It seems like that you have to be as dirty as possible to do anything on TV anymore.
Is it like value?
Bathroom humor.
Is it
funny. Don't get me wrong. I laugh. But it's not comedy.
I'm thinking about what Roberta said a few minutes ago when we were talking about something that was not meant to be offensive. And in New York, it isn't really. But in other places, it is. Is there something about living in a big city like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago or whatever, that dulls the senses? What is there?
Maybe to a point. I think just media in general has dulled our senses. I mean, the stuff that's considered to be funny and okay. I don't know. Do you know what the site Vine is?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember
okay,
why.
Okay, so Vine is like Twitter, except it's got like a lot of, instead of doing like word like posts, you put it like little videos, 7-second videos or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And so I happened to join Vine because I was talked into it. And so I was just looking at it last night for the first time while I was trying to go to bed because I was so excited about the Dodgers winning, which they did last night, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Sasso, who I think is very funny, comedian, he was in the Three Stooges movie. He was on the show with William Shatner, Blank My Dad Says. Funny guy, you would know him if you saw. I follow him on Vine, and he has last night he posted a toilet, and then he took a red, some kind of sports drink, and he like sprayed it all over the toilet looking like he was urinating red.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that was his idea of funny. And I was so disappointed because it's not funny. That's not funny. It's not funny to me. But that's what we've become. It's like the society of weird bathroom humor. Like the more appropriate, inappropriate, and outlandish you can be, that's how you get attention now. And it's sad. When this was a clean comedy that it still holds up today. For 50 years, this show's been funny.
It does. You are correct, madam. So think about that. 10 after the hour, when you think about your preferences on television, there's so many choices, but there are so many more people. It's like government in general, Jennifer, or things in general. The number of people that are looking for product, is it related? Is it like, is there an equal sign? Is it relative to the amount of product that is being produced? We have more people and more product. But yet, if you go back to when there wasn't a lot of product, so we had 200 million people in the country then, or 180 million, or maybe 150 million. I don't remember what the number was in the 50s, but we found with two or three different options. I mean, for heaven's sakes, in the 1940s, there was only radio. There was no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got 500 choices.
Well,
I mean, with DVRs and retrans, you got thousands of choices.
Yeah. And I think to stand out now, it's like this big emphasis on the shock factor. You see, that's what Miley Cyrus is playing now.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be more shocking than the next. It's just weird.
Yeah. All right. So I have some breaking news.
Please,
I don't like the term breaking news, but this fits. This is Dateline Washington.
Good day news alert.
All of the people who have been concerned about the Redskins and their name, you'll be happy to know that the decision has been made to change their name.
No.
Yep. they're going to drop the word Washington from their name because it's so embarrassing.
That's offensive. That's very good.
Where's the rim shot?
All right, so
there it is.
The president did not meet yesterday with Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell because they're now big grown-up guys and they're figuring it out on their own.
Oh.
And they are close. Oh, the headline today reads, Senators close on deal to reopen government.
Right.
You notice the government wasn't open yesterday. It was a holiday and nothing happened. What happened yesterday? Nothing. Right?
Hmm.
Okay, let's see. What other things do we need to just touch on today?
Like any other day in government.
Yeah. That was the point. You didn't have to underscore that, Roberta. That was my subtle suggestion. I figured people could figure it out for themselves.
That anybody who may not be listening that closely would understand what you were saying.
Stock market went up at the end of the day yesterday as hopes for a deal emerged. That's how fickle. Well, when, and if somebody tracked this, by the way, yesterday, these moronies on Wall Street, the announcement was made there's going to be a meeting between Obama and the two leaders of the Senate. So the stock market went up 29 points. An hour later, the announcement was made that the meeting wasn't going to take place. Stock market drops 40 points.
Didn't they dust off Joe Biden yesterday?
They did. Dust him off.
The great negotiator, I think they brought him in.
Good God. A 44-year-old man was arrested yesterday as he tried to enter Buckingham Palace. What is it with all these people who are trying to get into Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, most of the people inside want to get out.
Exactly.
He tried to get in with a knife, but he was stopped by police, really. He was arrested on suspicion of trespassing. Don't you love the British, how they understate suspicion of trespassing?
He was on your property with a knife.
Right.
That's very suspicious.
Yeah.
The guy who came in last month jumped over the fence to get on the ground. But what do they want in there?
Yeah, what are they going to get in there? I mean, there's not much in there. That anybody would want.
I suppose you could speak for yourself on that one, Roberta. There are lots of jewels and crowns and things.
Yeah, but that's all, you know, the jewels are all, like, locked up, and, you know, the artwork is massive. I mean, it's not like you can pick one of those things and carry it out the door.
Out the door, yes. All right, so anyway, the news continues, the information continues, the stories continue in a matter of moments, with a focus on your friends and mine at the TSA. Mm-hmm. Have that in a moment. First, thinking about your blood pressure and all this last week or so, I bet you I've had four or five conversations on the air. Haven't we had a lot of conversations about blood pressure for whatever the reason? And almost as if it was a coincidence, even though there are no such thing as coincidences, here pops up Heart Factors Plus, the all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels in your system, which naturally opens up your arteries, improves their elasticity, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, and does all kinds of other great things for your body as well. Think about it. Get the blood around. It's like water on your garden. If your garden doesn't have water, it doesn't live. More blood to more areas of your body help make your body more healthy or healthier. So if you're over 40, gentlemen, if you're over 40, ladies, and you're worried about blood pressure, call 800-577-8560 and get a free 30-day supply of Heart Factors Plus, which has thus far worked for tens of thousands of people who are worried about their blood pressure. This is a way to not have the problem to begin with. Dr. Ken will always tell you, when it gets to prevent, you know, like we talk about prostate problems and taking some of the things around, that product BT9 that's good for feeding your prostate, keeps the problem from happening. Same is true with getting more blood to your heart. And that's why Heart Factors Plus is so strongly recommended. 800-577-8560. Promote healthy blood pressure in your body. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Free 30-day supply. You pay shipping and that's it. Get the results. 800-577-8560.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each.
I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new Office Max Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day Program, TSA report out. People are being surveyed by the folks at Gallup. Finding out what Americans think about the TSA. 90.8% of those who were surveyed.
So almost 91%.
The TSA is doing a poor job.
You think?
91%.
Wow.
Now, whether that factors in or not, 1,852 people were responders to this poll. 76% who were not frequent travelers. This is a frequent traveler survey. Mm-hmm. So 91% of frequent travelers say the TSA SUCKSX or X. And then those who are not frequent travelers say 76% of them say that the TSA doesn't hack it. So with this kind of thinking, wouldn't you think a representative form of government would be interested in trying to ameliorate some of the anger and the fear about, not fear, but the feelings that people have about the TSA? Now, I suppose you could take this survey and ask anybody about any particular, whether it's the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, any of these government agencies. But when it is, when the satisfaction rate is so bad, in Congress in general, what is it, 14% approve of what Congress is doing? What are they? How is it that we, as customers and people who pay for all this, put up with this kind of service? Why is it there aren't people in the streets demanding a fix or a change? That is a question that I think isn't even rhetorical. Why aren't you doing that? I'm doing my part. What are you doing? 21 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We're celebrating something.
Yeah, don't we?
If you are a country music performer, the day today is filled with recognition, warm hearts, because it's the anniversary of the opening of the Grand Old Opry. Crank this up, will you please? Beginning Grand Old
Opry.
So this is, let's see, 1925 to today. This would be the 98th anniversary. Or no, not 98th, 88th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. Show on the radio in 1939 and on television in 1955. I remember the Opry as a kid growing up. And there was another show called Hayride. Anybody remember that one?
I remember hearing about it.
Hayride. So here's the, this is the story behind the story. Probably one of the reasons that I feel an affinity to the Grand Ole Opry is that one year I was invited with a few other hosts to come to a Saturday night performance of the Grand Ole Opry. And believe it or not, we went out on stage, the four of us, and sang with Little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh, my God.
Is there a video of it?
Wow.
How many tomatoes?
There's some place, actually is, I don't know if there's a video, there's audio of it someplace. And it was hysterical. Oh, we also sang with
Little
Jimmy Dickens and Skeeter Davis. Skeeter Davis died, I think, didn't she, a couple of years ago? I think she did. She was married at the time to Emery. What's the guy's name?
Ralph Emery.
Ralph, thank you. Ralph Emery. Skeeter Davis was married, and they were going through actually a really miserable divorce. And I remember talking to Ralph Emery. We became sort of friends after that night, and he was on this program. Any number of you guys remember having Ralph Emery on? He's sort of now really retired, and he's well into his 80s. But pretty interesting guy. But man, did he! Whew, he and Skeeter Davis apparently were like oil and water, and it became the talk of the town for a while because the divorce got so nasty. And apparently, she was a little quirky, and that was what people wanted to talk about that night. It was really very interesting. Anyway, it was the performance of a lifetime for yours truly, as you can imagine, and all those people who were there. They didn't throw tomatoes. They just, because nothing like it had ever happened before. and they didn't know what to make of it.
Again.
it was, but it was silly and fun. And that we all need more silly and fun, it seems to me. More silly and more fun. All right, so I have, speaking of that, I don't know whether you consider this stuff silly and or fun. This is from the Better Government Department. Officials in Sweden, you think we have it bad here, ordered a nightclub to reduce the volume of music being played there last week. They said the loud beats aren't healthy for fish kept in an aquarium in the club. Not making this up, boys and girls. Not making this up at all. Let's see here. The St. Louis Police Department fired Officer Rory Bruce after he was caught on video punching and handcuffing a suspect. Prosecutors charged him with assault. The judge found him not guilty of the charge, even though there was a video. The judge wouldn't look at the video. The officer and his union are fighting to have his job restored and to give him back pay after the video showed him beating up a handcuffed suspect. So how do you like that, boys and girls? That's why we are in the shape that we are in here in this country. More exciting things happening in the world 28 after. This is a good day.
People make all kinds of mistakes when they set up their LinkedIn profile.
The biggest one is having a lousy headshot or no headshot.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
It sounds obvious, but they give you an opportunity to put your picture up. And people, for privacy reasons, whatever, they don't think it's important. But it actually is important.
AARP job expert, Carrie Hannon.
And if you put a blurry image, it looks really unprofessional. And it's a turnoff. And it just sort of implies for a worker over 50 that you're not comfortable with social media.
It's important to have a strong photograph. And usually, a well-lit, close-up head and shoulder shot is best.
You're looking at the camera, you show vibrancy, you're smiling, your teeth are white, your hair looks normal.
In other words, you look like you. Don't use that great picture you love that someone took 10 years ago. Need help? Get a professional photographer to take a new one. Tomorrow, customizing your LinkedIn address. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stephen, good day program. Dudley and Jennifer and Kenny and Roberta here at your service, on your side with the big stories, the important information that you are you're searching for. You're demanding it. You're desiring it. Let's have some more news and information. Andrea Metcalf's going to be with us in a few minutes, our fitness guru. I want to talk more about the pumping of the blood through the body and how that impacts you and what that does to the rebuilding of your body. Next, though, back to complaining about the government. Let's do some more complaining about the government.
Okay.
During the last pause in the action here, I was criticized by my colleagues for being negative. Welcome to the Good Day Show. This is what sucks in America.
Who said that?
Peanut gallery. All right, so I have a couple of more things to point out. Just because I've done a lot of research and feel like I must impart this wisdom on you. All right, everybody ready?
Ready.
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 All right. You'll remember that this administration, the previous administration, pretty much cut the heart out of the NASA budget, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, cut the heart out of it because they needed to save money. Right? Then the space program was too expensive. Save that money. Okay, and we also know that there is an International Space Station, which is manned both by Americans, Russians, a few Chinese here and there, some people from Europe, but mostly it's Americans. And because we do not have any more space shuttles, we have to rely on the Russians to get the Americans up to the International Space Station. Okay, so
What's wrong with this picture?
Oh, well, but listen to this. Wait till you think, before you even hear the numbers, there's something wrong with the picture. Wait till you hear the numbers. So the NASA budget was cut by $970 million, about $1 billion, cut out of the NASA budget. All right? So far, we have, since we shut down the our shuttle program, because we're going to save money, the Russians have been the ones who have brought the Americans up to the space station. Right? So they started by charging us $22 million for every American that they brought up to the space station. Guess what the charges are up to now? Take a guess. Anybody want to guess?
$2
billion. No, it's not that bad.
I'm going to say $170 million.
The Russians are charging us, at the moment, $71 million
to transport one American astronaut to the International Space Station.
Does that include a round-trip ticket, or is
no.
that just one?
Well, I don't know whether it's round. They send one.
Do they include peanuts and snacks?
Every time they bring an American up and back, it's $71 million. Started out at $22 million. And so the projection is, because the Americans, the NASA folks, have said to the Russians, would you make a projection as to what you're going to charge us over the next few years until we get our own little, I think it's 2016 is now in the next, that little space thing is supposed to be ready, the space rocket, to bring our men and women up and back and forth up there. Between now and then, the Russians say they will increase the charges at their discretion. So, guess what? We've already spent the $970 million that supposedly was saved by us cutting out the shuttle program in charges from the Russians to get our astronauts up to the space station. Pretty good thinking on the government's part, don't you think? Nobody asked what the Russians were going to charge to get us up there before they canceled the program.
Wow.
Right.
Brilliant.
Beautiful. Typical, though.
Okay. One more, and then I have some food for thought about this attitude that I have. All right? The United States Navy has a new ship called the USS Freedom. I think it was commissioned in July. Anybody seen pictures of it? Looks like something from out of space. Like that movie Battleships, where all of the horrible things came out of the ocean to blow up all of our ships. So John McCain is investigating why this $480 million warship had a bad engine in it, or they didn't design it properly. This is a 3,000-ton ship that has an engine in it that doesn't properly power a 40-ton ship. So it's like 10 times or more the weight. They use the same engines in it, and it doesn't move. This is akin to having a vacuum cleaner engine trying to run your Volvo. That's pretty much the way. So now some moron or morons at the Defense Department overlooked this because they were trying to save money. So we told the contractor to put a smaller engine in this ship to save $40 million, or who knows how much they were. The overall cost for these ships was $40 billion. They're building 52 of them. And they originally planned to have an engine in them that was too small. So now they have to retrofit all of the ships that have already been commissioned or already have been launched.
Tax dollars at work.
And so how much are they spending to do this? According to the information from the Navy, because there are 16 more of these ships to make, they've had to change. The cost has gone from $40 billion for the 52 ships to about $52 billion. So each one of these ships is going to cost $1 billion apiece. Do you know how many lobbyists worked on getting this ship through the congressional process? Take a guess. How many lobbyists did it take to screw in a light bulb?
Hundreds?
142 lobbyists.
That sounds
about
right.
Don't you think lobbyists should be outlawed?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the money all comes from, to corrupt the government. 142 lobbyists worked on this project. All right. Now, having said that, let me tell you the good side of all of this. Think about where we are versus where they are in the Middle East. If you disagree with policies in the Middle East, you get shot. Pretty much that's what's happening in Egypt. Certainly is happening in Syria. It was happening in Lebanon. It was happening in Iraq. And in Iran, they don't do that now. But I'm talking about in general. Go to Africa. South America, not so much. Europe, not so much. But I think that it would be appropriate for us, even though there are lots of flaws as we focus on government, especially while we're going through this time when things are so messed up. But they've been messed up for as long since Eisenhower, or maybe you could argue Reagan sort of put a cap on it to a point. Depends on your point of view, I guess. But the government, as we have gotten bigger, the population grows, the government has, in tandem with that, gotten to be more unwieldy and more difficult. However, thinking about it with a positive spin, in America, not Syria, in America, not Kazakhstan, in America, not any of these places where all of the problems are. We solve our differences, if we can solve our differences, by talking about them. We don't get out guns and shoot one another. We don't behead people who disagree with our point of view. We discuss it, argue, fuss, and sometimes get pretty unpleasant, but we do not have the same problem that many other places in the world do when it comes to disagreeing with what the government does. So for that reason, I think we have a lot to be thankful for, and I'd be happy to get 2 cents worth of comment from Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer on that before we pause.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think that, you know, as much as we can complain about living here, would you really want to live anywhere else in the world? Then the answer is no. We are extremely blessed to be in this country.
I think there are places. I think I'd like to live in England more, but it's very expensive. It's like living in California all the time. I don't want to live there all the time either.
There are more places not to live than to live.
Yeah, I think that,
I mean, I would think maybe England, Canada would be my other choices if I had
New Zealand.
To move.
Yeah,
that
would be nice.
Yeah. And we're lucky we live somewhere where we have the freedom to complain, to try to rock the boat, to try to change things.
Not that some people haven't wanted to change that, because they have, but we prevail. And so
you know, you can say we have the freedom to complain, but on the other hand, you know, is anybody listening?
Well, does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean we ought not to keep doing it. And keep, you know, we have fun with the issues here. We have a lot of fun.
We still have power. I mean, that's the thing, is that the government, I think, the bigger it gets, tries to get it, is to give that up.
Yeah.
But we still have power. We can still maintain power.
This last month has so upset Americans. More and more people are talking very seriously about dramatic changes that need to take place.
Right, just throwing everybody out.
Yeah.
Especially after the move that the Republicans did this past weekend.
What, changing the rules
changing
so that
the
Boehner
rules of the House
is the only one who can introduce anything with his approval? Yeah,
I mean,
Gestapo.
Unspeakable. Absolutely
unspeakable.
No matter what side you're on.
It's a good reason to toss Boehner, as long as outlived his usefulness. He's a problem for progress.
Mm-hmm. I would be just as outraged had a Democrat done that.
Yeah. Good for you, Roberto.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. Roberta's showing her real stripes, ladies and gentlemen. She's a real American, red-blooded American.
Real American.
American. All right, speaking about blood, we're going to talk to Andrea Metcalf in a moment about getting blood around your body. She's the exercise and fitness person here on Good Day.
Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.375%, APR 4.64%, that payment could support a $270,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $45,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
All right, time now at 14 before the hour for our weekly visit from Andrea Metcalf, who in her own way is trying to change the face and the fate of the United States of America almost single-handedly. And if anybody can do it, she can do it. She's tough and strong and... All right, so we've been talking a lot about the blood flow through one's body. And as I have focused on, we have a new sponsor called Heart Factors Plus, which is basically a nitric oxide product. And I thought maybe you would be able to explain to people what nitric oxide is all about, as it is natural and healthy, and what that combined with really good exercise does for one's musculature, because it does open up all of the blood vessels going to the big muscles, whether it's your heart or your butt or your glute, whatever it is. This is a good way to maximize whatever exercising you're doing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, supplements are always a great way to help with nitric oxide in any case, to help increase the vascularity. When we get more blood flow through exercise and through taking supplements, we're going to feel more energy throughout the day. And I think that's really what this is important for. We need to get up, get moving right away in the morning, have a good breakfast, and then take your supplements right after that.
So in terms of summers or this sort of thing, there are those, especially women, who would say, well, if I take things like this, I'm going to look like a man, which isn't at all what happens. If a woman is exercising and building up her musculature, this sort of thing does the same thing, but it doesn't. In order to look like a man, you really got to do steroids and heavy-duty stuff like that, right? Do you encounter that with your female? You have a lot of people that you train. Do you get them to take things like this because they want to do something with their muscles, whether make them a little bigger, a little stronger, a little more pronounced, and have them not worry about looking like a man?
Well, I think what's really important is women do believe that if you start to do strength training that we're going to bulk up, and that's certainly not the case. And because we don't have perfect diet, supplementation is a great way to really get those results faster. And I think we're all looking for that little bit of edge. So women clients, you are not going to bulk up by doing strength training. In fact, you're going to increase bone density. You're going to increase your metabolism, which is going to help you lose weight. Ultimately, again, with exercise, you're going to feel better.
Well, but and the impact on your body, if I can take the man's point of view, or not, I guess not every man thinks the way I do, but I think that the muscle looks extraordinarily sexy. And it does something, it says something about confidence, it says a lot of things about a lot of different things, frankly. And
well,
I think you're...
It says that you're taking care of yourself when you have shapely muscles. And I don't mean like overbearing man muscles. I think when you have a shape to your arm instead of just an arm going straight, or you have a shape to your leg, that really can give you confidence. And because it takes discipline to get there, that's...
Yeah.
Through all of your life. They can go into your relationships, into your finance, into your career. So many different spaces.
All right. Muscles in all parts of your life. By the way, the number for Heart Factors Plus is 800-577-8560. And Andrea Metcalf can be reached by going to andreametcalf.com. Lots of great ideas on her website, andreametcalf.com, for your exercise routine. Andrea, always good to have you here on Good Day. 51 after the hour now.
It's It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
The movie of the same name was tops at the box office during this week in 1976. What do you remember about that movie, Chucker?
I did very well at the box office. I mean, you know, it's funny. I think it's one of those films that if they remade it today, I don't think it would have much of an interest. But, you know, it's 70s with a time and a place, and you can make movies at a moderate budget and a little quirky, a little fun,
yeah.
And you get
the
audience.
The whole thing about culture and how things have changed in our culture to the point where we can't say or do we even talk about that with regard to the Redskins earlier and other things that people say about other minorities or groups that may be, special. It just is, it's kind of. Some of it's silly, actually. You get right down to it. All right, so we're going to discuss a number of things. There's a lot of movie news that I want to go over with Chucker, including the controversy about Captain Phillips. If you haven't checked out DougStefan.com yet today, Chucker, there's a poll that asks our listeners to explain or tell us whether they feel that whether the movie is accurate or not. Does it make a difference to you? Because that seems to be the question. Story at DougStefan.com. We focus on Captain Phillips in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
All right, so, Chucker, the controversy about these crew members who say the Captain Phillips movie is a big phony baloney story, who cares if it's a good movie? Why did we have to get all worked up about that?
Well, we don't. I mean, they're going to have their interpretation. Yeah, it's interesting. I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. So the film, I personally think the character Captain Phillips was portrayed overly heroic anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the end scene, which is really the best scene in the film, very good acting by Tom Hanks in the last 5 minutes, clearly strips the layers of heroism away from the character in general anyway. So, like I said, I thought the movie was all right. I didn't think it was a great film. I'm in the minority. So, decent film, but I didn't feel the story was overly compelling in the first place. But
there's a rumor floating around that the stars of The X-Files want to do another movie. You just said something about the essence of making car wash again wouldn't work. Does another X-Files movie work?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's enough of an audience to have an interest. I think they'd have to keep the budget down. I mean, I'm sure the two stars want to do another one. Why not? I mean, it's a decent paycheck for them. But, I think it would do okay. I don't think it would do great, though.
All right, what else you got in movie news?
Dwayne Rock Johnson, Doug, are signing on to New Line Cinema's big earthquake film titled San Andreas. Personally, I like to see a non-action star in a disaster film, but he's a very likable presence. Star Trek actor Chris Pine signing on to play one of the horrible bosses in Horrible Bosses 2, which starts filming in the next few months.
Mm. You know, you look around at some of this stuff.
How come Doug's not in that?
He was my first choice. They didn't go with that idea, though.
Just because I said I looked into your eyes and saw nothing, you're going to try to take shots at me?
Exactly.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.